Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting third. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wayne Kummer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubiak. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Otis moves to second. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walden. Alcaraz reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick scores. Otis scores. There goes Piniella trying to get to home. Walton throws the ball into Kubiak, who relays the ball to McNerney, who tags Piniella, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a line drive towards third. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a fly ball towards right. Kelly settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kelly. Cummer moves to second. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cummer scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Royals. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Kirkpatrick moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alcaraz hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Hobley reaches second base with a double. Harper goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Royals. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Gelner now pitching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Kelly scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from McNerney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer is 0 for 1 in the game. Cummer strikes out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Royals. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. John Kennedy pinch hits for John Gellner. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Lazarek now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lazarek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Alcaraz moves to second. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper strikes out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hovley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Royals. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer is 0 for 2 in the game. Cummer hits a pop-up towards first. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kelly strikes out. 1 out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Cummer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Roger Nelson now pitching. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Goosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Goosen reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for George Lazarek. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 5. The Royals will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alcaraz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Piniella moves to third. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney fires to third and picks off Piniella. 2 outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Fiore now playing first base. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hovley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hovley moves to second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hovley moves to third. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hovley scores. It's 8-6, Royals. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Wayne Cummer. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walton moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Goosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Steve Hovley now playing right field. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper misplays the ball. That's an error on Harper. Drabowski moves to third. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Locker now pitching. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. George Spriggs pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Schall now playing third base. Rich Severson now playing shortstop. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hobley hits a pop-up towards short. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.